Price of Fortune, written by Damon Kitney and read by Paul English, with prologue and acknowledgements read by the author. The sky in Los Angeles was still jet black when James Packer stumbled out of bed on the cool autumn morning of the 28th of October, 2016. He'd barely slept a wink in a fortnight, and the previous night had been no exception. Holed up in the guest house of the vast estate that is home to movie legend Warren Beatty, perched atop the storied Mulholland Drive in the Hollywood Hills, Packer looked every bit a nervous wreck. For weeks, the favoured dawn panacea for the chain-smoking billionaire had been a few of his favourite menthol cigarettes and a shot or two of straight vodka before he'd drained the bottle and more by dusk. Today, there was no need for even a shot glass. His plane was due for takeoff at 6 a.m., so his chauffeur was waiting. Packer grabbed his favourite vodka and, for the first time in his life, sculled straight from the bottle. Half of it was gone in less than a minute. As he drifted in and out of consciousness, his car hurtled down Mulholland Drive and onto the 405 freeway. Its destination was Van Nuys Airport, known as the Airport to the Stars for the extravagant collection of private jets that adorns its aprons. With Packer were his best friend and old schoolmate, Ben Tilly, and his legal eagle, Guy Jalland. By 6 a.m., as the first rays of light glimmered on the tarmac, Packer was comatose on the couch of a chartered Bombardier Global Express. His regular jet was in for maintenance. He was bound for the sanctuary of his salubrious polo ranch, Ellestina, named after his family's New South Wales polo property, Elliston, 12 hours flying time away in Argentina. When he finally regained consciousness, he thought he'd been in the air for 5 minutes. In reality, it was 5 hours. 10 months out from celebrating his 50th birthday, Packer was coming apart at the seams. Born into great wealth, and given all the advantages money could buy by a powerful father, he'd become a friend, confidant, partner, and lover to a who's who of A-list celebrities, political leaders, and powerful business figures. Yet one of Australia's most recognisable and scrutinised corporate giants was staggering under the weight of being the heir to the multi-billion dollar fortune that his legendary father had built and handed down to him. Beyond a circle of his closest friends and confidants, few appreciated the depth of the personal crisis into which he had sunk. To the cynics, he was the sort of person for whom there was unlikely to be much sympathy had his private traumas been public knowledge. Yet among those who inhabited his private world, there was deep and growing consternation about what was happening to the man they called JP, the real, troubled, and tormented James Packer, now barely conscious at 40,000 feet above Mexico. In the rarefied atmosphere of Packer's high-flying life, where he counted among his inner circle names that ordinary people knew only as those of untouchable celebrities, Warren Beatty had grown to become one of his closest friends.